paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show. Got a follow-up for you guys here in a couple of seconds on the mom that found out that her daughter's boyfriend was cheating on her. And what has happened since? We got an update for you in just a couple of seconds. But one last time, if you're looking at videos today of The Bird Show in studio, you are going to notice yet again, Kristen has a billboard on her forehead.
And lucky you, ADC Builds. You can go to ADCBuilds.com because this will be the only time this week that I will be featuring a logo with full makeup on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got something special going on after the show.
Something real special.
Yep.
Real special.
I literally have makeup on from my eyebrows down. I'll figure out the forehead. Ooh, forehead.
That was your college nickname.
No.
That's what it's been this week.
I mean, we are whoring out your forehead.
Technically.
Exactly. It's what I've been doing all week long on my forehead for the kids. I've been doing it for Bert's Big Adventure. So Gwen and Eli at ADC Builds, and that stands for Ajayi Design and Construction. They donated $1,000 to Bert's Big Adventure so I could plaster their logo on my forehead. And so all the YouTube videos, Facebook videos, photos on social media, you name it, they are there. So really quick, head and shoulders above the rest. Unlike that DIY job, ADC Builds, exclusive for the Bert Show listeners. Mention the Bert Show and get a free 3D remodel rendering for any room of your choice, ADCBuilds.com.
All right, we call it a follow-up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up on email and you're like, Bert Show, hey, you forgot to tell us what about blankety blank. So we do the homework for you guys and we give you closure today on follow-up Thursday. And this one had to do with the War of the Roses.
So this was back in January when Erica was concerned about her 20-year-old daughter's relationship with a 31-year-old boyfriend for a few different reasons. He was controlling, he was financially unstable, and always made excuses about his whereabouts. Erica knew something was up when her daughter found a fancy dinner receipt for two that wasn't with her. So we helped Erica with our War of the Roses. The boyfriend took the bait and picked a sweetheart surprise bouquet to be sent to a woman named Lainey with a note that read, "Sorry we aren't able to see each other this weekend. Let these keep you company until we can." Why couldn't he see Lainey that weekend? Well, because he was supposed to be going to a family christening with Erica's daughter. We suggested Erica dig a little deeper to find out who this Lainey woman was before presenting the info to her daughter. So what has happened since?
Here's the update. It says, "Hi, Bert Show team. I wanted to update you on what happened after your War of the Roses segment. Things didn't go as dramatically as I'd hoped, but there was some progress. After the christening, I did exactly what you suggested and casually asked about Lainey. Turns out she is not a family member or his grandmother like we hoped. When I brought her up, he got extremely nervous and started stammering. My daughter was right there, and when she pressed him about who Lainey was, he couldn't give a straight answer. Eventually, he admitted Lainey is a quote-unquote work friend, but his reaction made it clear that's not the whole truth. My daughter chose to believe him, at least for now. I'm disappointed, but I know I can't force her to see the truth. She's 20 and has to make her own mistakes. I'm going to keep an eye on the situation and be there for her when she needs me. Thanks for helping me confirm my suspicions, even if it didn't lead to an immediate resolution."
All right, so not much to see there.
No.
Yeah.
Gotta let it play out.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Missy Mikey, our producer in studio, so they are forcing a dog upon you, huh?
I think I lost the battle, but I also lost the war.
You mean by they, you mean she, his girlfriend?
Yeah, that's correct. So a couple months ago, I moved into an apartment with my girlfriend, and I talked to you guys, and I said, she is dying to get a dog. I'm kind of against it. All of your feedback was, do not get a dog.
You guys are moving in with each other for the first time. It's a new part of town. There's enough stress to figure out the boundaries that go into it. Who's going to pay this bill? Who's going to pay? The last thing you need is another responsibility.
You're preaching to the choir. So some dummy over there where she works offers her a dog. Just like that. You just get offered a dog. Could fate be any meaner? This dog, now it's... This is not just any old puppy. This is an 8-year-old dog Any reactions there?
Yeah, no, that's great.
For
I think that plays in your favor.
It's older, yeah.
Dude.
Well, it does. It does and it doesn't. I'm all about older dogs getting adopted. I think those are the most beautiful adoption stories. But that 8 year, the older they get, the more they need to go out.
True.
And so it's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility to have a puppy, and it's a lot of responsibility to have an older dog.
Yeah, well, and you're kind of pacey. You need to go out a lot also. So this is a good match right
here. Well, it's feeling like marrying a 75-year-old woman. the dog's already had a whole past. Now, and
I think this plays in your favor because puppies are so much work,
so hard.
Much stress that if you're dealing with a 7-year-old dog or a puppy, I'll take the 7 or 8-year-old every day.
That's a fact. 1 point for the dog is allegedly it was a special needs therapy dog at one point.
They're so smart.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. I actually can't remember what kind of breed of dog it is. Its name is Roger.
Come to the right place.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, did you
say that? Everyone's already said that before.
The universe is clearly putting this together for a reason.
They're incredibly, incredibly loyal and smart. They're like, they're little doggy geniuses.
Dude, this has worked out perfectly. If you have to have a dog, this is the best case scenario.
I live on the 5th floor. There's no grass around me. It's going to be a nightmare. Stop being positive about this.
my bad. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.